No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Welcome, everyone. On this 10th day of May, and here in the United States, it is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to the women in our lives who brought forth life, who have mothered us from afar, mothered us near, who have loved us, nurtured us, comforted us, protected us, believed in us, championed us, and the mother figures in our lives that have done the same. And I know this can be a difficult day for those who didn't get a mom for whatever reason, through loss, through separation, through inability. We rejoice with those who rejoice, and we mourn with those who mourn. And so on this day where we honor those who God has entrusted life to us, we recognize those in waiting, those in pain, those in ache, and we hold both of those at the same time. And while holding both, we give thanks to God in every situation for his faithfulness. Today we continue the reading in Psalm, reading Psalm 50, Psalm 53, 60, and we end today with Psalm 75. It's a brand new week. We're reading the Modern English Version this week. Psalm 50, a Psalm of Asaph. The Mighty One, God, is the Lord. He has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God will come and will not keep silent. A fire consumes before him, and a strong tempest is around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my faithful ones together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens will declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, even your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or for your burnt offerings that are continually before me. I will take no young bull out of your house, nor male goats out of your folds. For every wild animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and the creatures that move in the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice a thank offering to God and pay your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth? You hate instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you are pleased and have a share in those who commit adultery. You let loose your mouth to evil, and your tongue is bound to deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You accuse your own mother's son. These things have you done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was indeed like you, but I will reprove you and make a case before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoever sacrifices a thank offering glorifies me and makes a way. I will show him the salvation of God. Psalm 53. For the music director, according to Mahalath, a contemplative maskil of David. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abhorrent injustice. There is none who does good. God looked down from heaven on the children of men to see if there were any who have insight, who seek God. every one of them has turned aside. They are altogether corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on God? There they were in fear, where there was nothing to fear. For God has scattered the bones of him who camps against you. You have put them to shame because God has rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel will be glad. Psalm 60. For the music director, a miktam of David to teach, to the melody of Lily of the Testimony when he struggled with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, and when Joab returned from striking down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have rejected us. You have scattered us. You have been displeased. Take us back. You have made the earth tremble. You have split it open. Heal its breaches, for it shook. You have shown your people hard times. You have made us drink wine, causing us to stagger. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that they may flee to it from the bow. Selah. That your beloved ones may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Shout the alarm, O Philistia, because of me. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me into Edom? You, O God, have you not cast us off? And you, O God, did not go out with our armies. Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is worthless. Through God we will do valiantly, for he will tread down our enemies. And finally today, Psalm 75. For the music director, to the melody of Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, and your name is near. Your wondrous works declare it. When I select an appointed time, I will judge with equity. Though the earth and all its inhabitants are swaying, I steady its pillars. Selah. I said to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Do not lift up your horn on high or speak with an arrogant neck. For neither from the east nor west, nor from the wilderness comes victory. But God is the judge. He brings one low and lifts up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and it is full of mixed, foaming wine, and he pours from it. Surely all the wicked of the earth will find and drink its dregs. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous will be exalted. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your faithfulness. I am grateful that your love and your word endures forever. We give you thanks and praise for the mothers today in our lives that have helped shape us. I pray today that every woman would know the difficult and delicate balance of filling themselves up so that they have a full cup to provide for those that they have sacrificially poured their lives out for. To know that our completion comes in you, God, that we do not have to look for approval from anyone around us when we know who we are in you. We then give to our children. We rear them. We teach them. We train them to know who they are in you, that their worth is founded in you, that we would not seek our validation and the identity of our children, that we would not be so consumed seeing ourselves in them to appease our own self, but that we would securely know who we are, know who they are, and teach and train them to live in the fear of Almighty God. I pray for every heart that is broken today through loss or estrangement. You are the healer of our brokenness, God. And I pray that on this day, pride would be surrendered to be able to look inward and do what is necessary for peace to be established. We look to you, our helper, the Prince of Peace. We thank you and we praise you. We worship you. And we thank you for your faithfulness and your love that endures forever. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Looking forward to a beautiful week together. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, happy Mother's Day. Love one another.
Hello, DABC. This is Emily of Emily and Jim in Swansea and Texas. I just heard Joy, I think you said your name was, something Joy, who had worked at a bakery and is now at a job where there's a Christian woman who's bullying her. And first, I was really touched by you because I've been struggling today. I'm a joyful person, and yet I've just been so down today, missing my husband, feeling really lonely. And then as I listened to you, I thought, wow, you know, I know what it's like to deal with toxic people, but I also know what it's like to be a toxic person. And I think I wish that a Christian I was working with had took me aside and in love said, Emily, I love you, but you're causing me great pain and anxiety by the way you're acting, by the things you're saying. And even if in my pride I would be taken aback, that at least it would give me something to think about and an opportunity to repent. So I don't know why God has you there. I'm not telling you what to do, but I do pray that the Lord would speak through you in this woman's life, that there would be reconciliation and forgiveness and joy, that you named yourself as Joy, and then that God would bring you back to where your heart sings, bring you back to that bakery, but not until you've finished your mission at the job that you're at. And I just bless you, sister. I love you, and I thank you for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hello, DABC fam. This is Ebony, aka Abba Songbird from Nashville. No, it's been a while. First of all, I am digging the new app, and I haven't been able to explore much, but can't wait to kind of fall down the rabbit hole. It's May 6th. I am listening through the prayers and just wanted to pause and, say something for Joyful Joyce. First of all, I get what you're saying with the burnout cycle. I've been there recently. and I know what it's like. It's a hard circle to get out of. One of the things that I've been trying to be more intentional about is praying in the spirit in the morning before I have to go to work. And it's only been 3 days since I've kind of set that intention, but so far so good. But I also, as I was listening, I kind of got a few, I'll call them nudges, but they're more like what ifs than like definitive statements. So what if the reason why you're there, even though this job is dreadful, what if you're there as an assignment to minister to this lady who seems to be kind of double-minded? I don't know what ministering to her looks like, but I just wonder if you were placed in a bit of a wilderness to I wonder if there's an assignment for you in the wilderness that you're in. I don't know, but keep hanging on. None of this is a surprise to God, and he redeems all. Well, running out of time, but I will talk to y'all later, and I hope to hear a praise report from Joyful Joyce soon. All right, bye.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio, calling in to pray for a couple of requests I heard today. Joyful Joyce, you sound like you're in such a dilemma over your job and the emotional struggles you're now facing in the new job, having left a bakery job, and you're questioning whether you made a mistake, and now just experiencing burnout, depression, and anxiety attacks. And I just pray the Lord Jesus Christ over your thoughts, your heart, and your mind, that you would find scripture, that you would be able to take these thoughts captive, and that the Lord would give you clarity about which path to take. And when you get that clarity, that would he would open the doors for you. Joyful Joyce, I will continue lifting these up in the days ahead. And wrapped in his grace, you're praying for some medical issues, and you said body stewardship, mentioning sleep apnea, weight gain, and stress eating. I just pray that the Lord would bring people into your life, professional believers, prayer warriors, that would speak over you, encourage you, pray for you, lead you, and guide you in all of these areas, as this takes a village to help somebody get through these things. Don't be alone. Thank you for calling in and sharing with us. Share with those near and dear to you. And I will also continue praying that the Lord would lead people into your life, and praying over these things in the days ahead. So wrapped in his joyce and joyful joyce, wrapped in his grace and joyful joyce, we love you and we'll continue praying. Thank you, and I love all of you. Bye.
Good morning, DAB Chronological. I'm calling in a prayer request for encouragement and prayer for a woman who left her job because of physical reasons, and it was a job she loved at the bakery. I don't know what position you're in now, but doesn't seem to bring you peace and comfort and joy. So, Father God, we just lift our sweet sister up to you. Father, we ask that you speak to her heart, you guide her, you give her strength, you give her shalom, and bend down and listen to her prayers and guide her, Father God. And Father, we also want to lift up this coworker who seems to be double-minded. Father, we ask that you touch the coworker's heart, Father. Give her some awareness of how she is hurting others. And it is in the mighty name of Jesus that we lift both of them up to your throne of mercy and grace for your strength, for your comfort, for your guidance. Order their steps each day. And it's in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray.